Welcome to the Pitgot Podcast, where we dive deep into complex topics and stacks of source material so you don't have to wade to the data yourself.
And today, we are tackling a big one.
A very big one. Wedding flowers. It's one of those things, it's emotional, it's visual, and it can just completely bust the budget if you're not careful.
It's so true. For anyone planning a wedding, the costs for bouquets, centerpieces, all of it, they have this way of just spiraling before you even realize what's happening.
Exactly. So today, we're calling this deep dive Affordable Blooms. And our mission is to pull out the most practical, clever, and honestly, some surprising strategies for getting stunning flowers without, you know, emptying your savings account.
And we're drawing all these insights directly from the expert advice in Affordable Blooms, The Art of the Budget Wedding Floral, which was written by Pitgot.
The whole goal here is to show you that with a little creativity and some smart planning, your flowers can look absolutely luxurious while being, well, budget friendly.
And before we jump in, we should pause and say that this expert information, really the whole blueprint for these strategies, it comes directly from the best-selling ebooks you can find on the Pitgot ebook store.
Yeah, and if this kind of actionable distilled advice sounds useful to you, you really should visit www.pitgot.com/books right now. You can download more of these essential guides. They are designed to be a shortcut to stress-free, informed planning.
And one last thing, please make sure you subscribe to our channel if you haven't already, and activate that notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. We have so much more essential knowledge coming your way.
Okay, so let's get into it. Let's unpack this. We have to start with the fundamental cost reality check.
Right.
When you list it out, the bridal bouquet, 6 bridesmaid bouquets, maybe 15 centerpieces, the altar decor, it's not just the price per flower, it's the sheer volume.
It's the volume and the labor. Exactly. And most people assume that to get that gorgeous, lush look they see everywhere online, they have to use fresh-cut, high-end flowers for every single thing.
Which locks you into a massive expense.
A huge expense. But Pitgot suggests the very first strategy is a complete paradigm shift. It's about the material you choose.
And that shift is embracing the synthetic flower. Okay, I have to stop you right there because I know what people are thinking.
I know.
When I hear faux flowers, I'm picturing those sad, dusty plastic things on my grandma's shelf from like 1982.
Yeah.
How has the game changed? How do we convince people this is a real option that doesn't just scream cheap?
That's a totally fair question. It's the biggest hurdle. But the quality revolution here has been, well, staggering. Modern faux flowers, especially the ones made from silk or high-grade polymers, are often called double-take realistic.
Double-take realistic.
Seriously, we're talking realistic color gradients, textured petals, even a weight that feels like a real bloom. A guest walking by a centerpiece, they really can't tell the difference unless they physically touch it.
Okay, so if the aesthetics are there, let's talk benefits, beyond just the initial price drop.
The benefits are just so practical. First, longevity. It's guaranteed. You can prep your arrangements, bouquets, arches, everything months ahead of time.
Oh, that's a huge stress reducer.
A massive one. It eliminates that crazy rush 48 hours before the wedding. Plus, your bridal bouquet. It instantly becomes a permanent keepsake. No expensive preservation needed.
That is huge. No preservation. And it must get rid of a major logistical headache on the day itself.
Oh, absolutely. Think about an outdoor wedding. In the summer, we've all seen those centerpieces start to look a little, you know, sad and wilted by dessert.
Depressed, yeah.
With good synthetics, you have zero worry about wilting or drooping. They're completely weatherproof. They look perfect from 9 in the morning until midnight.
And what about health and safety?
A critical point that gets overlooked. Zero allergy concerns. You're saving your guests, maybe even your wedding party, from a day of itchy eyes and sneezing.
I think the flexibility argument is maybe the most compelling reason to get over that initial skepticism.
It gives you total seasonal independence. If you want tulips for a winter wedding or some exotic flower that would cost a fortune to import, you can get that look for a fraction of the cost. No unreliable sourcing.
And Pitgot has a really savvy strategy for planners who want the best of both worlds.
Right, the mixing.
Yeah, mixing the real and the faux.
That's where the real artistry and budget saving happens.
Mm.
Use your real fresh flowers where guests will be up close and personal, maybe the bridal bouquet or the head table centerpiece.
Yep.
Then you use the high quality synthetics for the big high impact pieces, the floral arch, hanging installations, the aisle markers. The whole look is cohesive, it's beautiful, and your budget stays intact.
That's the key right there.
Yeah.
The realism of the close-up flowers sells the illusion of the ones further away. Okay, so if we've solved the material, let's talk about scale and schedule.
That brings us to strategy two. It's about minimalist magic, specifically downsizing that bridal bouquet.
Right. The assumption is that the bouquet has to be enormous, so heavy, it's like you're doing a workout all day.
Exactly. But the advice here is that a smaller, well-designed bouquet is often way more elegant. It puts the focus back on the dress, and of course, it's way cheaper.
So how do you make a smaller bouquet still look lush and not skimpy?
You shift your mindset from volume to texture and impact. The trick Pitcott details is to anchor it with one or two incredible statement blooms, a dramatic garden rose, or a single amazing orchid.
Okay, a focal point.
A focal point. Then you fill in the volume with cost-effective non-floral accents.
What do you mean by non-floral accents? What are we talking about here?
Things like different kinds of greens, eucalyptus, ivy, ferns. They're voluminous but inexpensive. Berries add great color and texture. Even just beautiful, high-quality ribbon or a lace wrap can give that feeling of density without the cost of more petals.
And speaking of what goes in the bouquet, let's talk about the seasonal game changer. This is probably the most important thing to know before you even talk to a florist.
It really is. Seasonal flowers are cheaper because they're fresh, they're available, and they don't need expensive transport. If you fight the natural cycles, you are going to pay a serious premium.
Give us a specific example of what that cost difference looks like.
Okay, take the peony. Everyone loves peonies. They're huge, fluffy, dramatic. They bloom in late spring, early summer.
Right.
If your wedding is in May, they might be relatively affordable. But if you demand that same look in the middle of winter, you're importing them from the Southern Hemisphere. You're paying huge shipping and customs fees. The cost per stem can be 3, 4, even 5 times higher.
Wow. So just being willing to pivot to a seasonal alternative, like a garden rose or a dahlia in the fall, can save thousands.
Thousands. And for anyone who wants to lean all the way into that minimalist magic, there's the single stem option,
which is described as chic, clean, and timeless.
It's a bold statement through simplicity. Less really is more. And honestly, the photos often look better because the focus stays on the couple, not a giant floral sculpture.
Okay, so we know what to use and how to scale it. Let's move to strategy three. Logistics and the timing trap. Plan way ahead.
Late planning is probably the number one budget killer for weddings, period. Late means price spikes, limited options, and just so much more stress.
You're paying a premium for the florist's stress, basically.
That's it, exactly. They have to scramble to find inventory, and that cost gets passed directly to you.
So what's the concrete timeline we should be aiming for?
Pitcott suggests booking your florist 6 to 8 months out. That's the ideal window. It's not just about securing their availability, especially in peak season. It's about giving them economic leverage.
Economic leverage. Explain what that means. Why is more time cheaper?
When a florist has a 6-month lead time, they can source their flowers way more efficiently. They can place larger bulk orders, negotiate better prices with growers, and wait for the best seasonal options to become available locally. You're paying for organized bulk ordering, not last-minute retail buying.
And once you have that florist, the critical step is that collaborative conversation.
You need to come in with your wish list colors, styles, the general feel. But the key is to ask them about seasonal swaps. Don't demand the flower, demand the aesthetic.
Oh, that's a good way to put it.
If you love the look of a specific pricey flower, just ask your florist, what is the most beautiful, texturally similar, and affordable flower available here during my wedding month? Being flexible is the watchword.
Your willingness to pivot saves you cash. And that leads us right into the whole DIY and online world.
Which is strategy four. And this is where massive savings can be found, but it does come with a major logistical warning. If you're DIY inclined, online wholesale is a digital goldmine.
Which brings us beautifully into our next segment, shopping online wholesale. Let's talk about bypassing those markups.
Wholesale flower websites are a goldmine because you're cutting out 2 or 3 steps in the supply chain. They often ship directly from the farm or a major hub right to your door.
Could you give us some of those specific examples so people can start their research?
Yeah. The sources mention established, high-volume vendors like Fresh Roses, 50 Flowers, and Global Rose. These places specialize in bulk supply for events.
And what are the 4 key advantages of going this route?
Okay. Number one, undeniably better prices. You're just eliminating the florist's markup on the raw material.
Right. Makes sense.
Number two, massive variety. Because they operate globally, you have access to everything. Specialty roses, exotic orchids, bulk eucalyptus. You're not limited to what your local shop has in stock.
Number three would be the bulk discounts, I assume.
Huge bulk discounts. If you need 10 centerpieces, you benefit from buying 300 stems at once, which dramatically lowers the per stem cost.
And number four.
Total creative control. You decide exactly what you want and how much you need. It's really empowering if you have a strong visual idea you want to execute yourself.
I love the analogy Pitcott uses for this. The DIY wedding flower kits.
Yes. These kits are designed to just demystify the whole process. They arrive boxed, often pre-portioned and labeled. They're described as being like floral Legos.
Floral Legos. I love that. It takes the guesswork out of it.
It does. It makes this huge, daunting task feel totally manageable. But we have to talk about the practical coordination warning.
Okay, where do people go wrong when they order wholesale online?
Logistics and refrigeration. It's always those two. You have to coordinate the shipping with your wedding timeline perfectly. Fresh flowers need a day or two to hydrate properly after shipping.
And they need to be kept cold.
They need dedicated cold storage. You absolutely cannot shove 50 pounds of delicate roses into your kitchen fridge next to the milk. You need a dedicated climate-controlled space.
That's a key piece of advice. Don't just assume the venue will have a walk-in cooler for you.
Exactly. And the second challenge is labor. If you're buying wholesale, you're now the florist. Pitcott advises enlisting helpers. Throw a bouquet party 2 days before the wedding.
Don't try to do it all yourself the night before.
Do not, under any circumstances, try to make 20 arrangements alone the night before your wedding. It's a recipe for disaster.
Okay, and before we move to our final thoughts, just a quick reminder that all this great advice, the faux flowers, the downsizing, the timing tips, this whole wholesale gold mine, it all comes courtesy of Pitcott.
We really encourage you to check out www.pitcott.com for more resources and expert insights designed to simplify life's most complex challenges.
Okay, let's bring it all home. We've talked about the faux revolution, downsizing and focusing on texture, the 6 to 8 month planning window, and unlocking the savings of online wholesale. After synthesizing all that, how should someone feel about their floral budget now?
They should feel empowered. The goal isn't just to save money, it's to replace that anxiety about paying these huge prices with a sense of control and creative strategy.
Yeah.
It feels completely doable once you realize you don't have to follow the old traditional rules.
So what does this all really mean for the big day?
The core message is that flowers do not have to be the budget breaker. They shouldn't be the main source of stress. They're a beautiful element to be managed, not a destiny you just have to accept. With a little heart and some clever planning using these Pitcott strategies, your wedding will be beautiful and meaningful, maybe even more so because you took control and put your own unique touch into every detail.
It's a reminder that it's your day, your rules, and the feeling of the celebration matters so much more than the price tag on the petals.
Which raises an important final thought for you, the listener. Now that you know you can save significant money on the flowers themselves, where could you redirect those savings to make the biggest personal impact on your day?
Maybe it's upgrading to catering or getting that band you really wanted. That's the real power of a good budget strategy.
Don't stress the petals. Just enjoy the moment.
And remember to press the like button if you love our show. It really helps the recommendation algorithm so other people can find it too.
And we highly encourage you to visit www.pitcott.com for more information and deep dives into essential topics that can save you time and money.
Thank you for being there with us. Thank you for listening to the Pitcott Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.